Welcome, everybody, to our edition of Kins is Cool. And today I have with me Professor Sarah Ouimet. I'm going to ask Sarah some questions about her as a faculty and what she enjoys about Lake State, like we've done with the our previous guest. And if you remember, last week we had Amanda Stempke on from admissions. And after we chat with Sarah, our next podcast will be with Dr. Fred Williams. And so with all that kind of being said, Sarah, welcome to Kins is Cool. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to come to Lake State?
Well, hello, Joe. I'm happy to be on Kins is Cool because I definitely think Kins is cool. I have been at Lake State since 2009, not to age myself. And I got here after working in a clinical setting and decided to make a change to shift into the education realm. So I started off teaching in the athletic training program and did that for the first 10 years that I was here. And then now that we have transitioned to kinesiology, now I found myself teaching in the kinesiology side of things.
Oh, great. Can you tell us a little bit about your schooling and how you got to Lake State?
So for my schooling, I started my undergraduate career at the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, where I did my Bachelor's of Science in athletic training. As I was getting into my senior year, I was talking to some prospective employers who recommended getting a master's degree to make myself more marketable. So I decided to apply to a couple graduate institutions and ultimately decided to stay at UW-Eau Claire for a year to do an accelerated master's program where I was able to get my master's in education professional development in a year's time. That way I could kind of move on and continue on with life. So I had aspirations of working in the athletic training field, which I did initially, and then my master's helped prepare me to teach at Lake State.
So wonderful. So all the way. So people that, obviously this isn't a video, but Mr. Mark Boucher, our sound mixer, he's celebrating the accolades of Wisconsin Eau Claire. So, so yay.
Go Blue Golds.
So, all right. So with all that being said, right, I mean, so you and I work together very closely with the athletic training education program and that type of thing. What do you like about working at Lake Superior State University?
I love working with the students, seeing their excitement for the field, watching them progress from their freshman year when they come in unsure of themselves, on up to their senior years where they've developed confidence and the understanding of the field. Most of them at that point kind of know where they're headed, what they want to do, and I enjoy seeing them kind of find themselves and find that career path that they love.
Okay, so let's reminisce a little bit about athletic training, right? You know, our athletic training education program was discontinued in May of 2019. And just kind of think back to maybe a student or two. You said you like to see students grow and blossom. A student or two that maybe came in a little bit rough around the edges and then ended up being a lovely swan at the end, so to speak. Do any students come to mind immediately from that?
There's definitely been a couple that we've had that we had to help a little bit more than others with the athletic training program, how we had the acceptance process. There was a couple that come to mind that, you know, we had to push them a little bit harder than some of the others as they were struggling a little bit more with confidence as well as academically. But with them being able to work so closely with us, with such a tight-knit program, they definitely got the skills that they needed and they progressed in their confidence as well as their academic abilities and have now gone on to become qualified professionals that are excelling at their careers.
Yeah, and so, you know, obviously we were reminiscing a little bit there with athletic training, but, you know, so now there's five faculty and it's just kinesiology. I should say just kinesiology, but our major is kinesiology. I would say that we're still, I don't know all the programs on campus, but we're still pretty tight-knit and that type of thing. I had a nice question in my mind, but I can't remember what it was right off the top of the bat. But with that being said, right, with being tight-knit and stuff, how do you think that affects our current students and helping them to develop and getting to see each of the faculty's specialties and their personalities and the way they are in the classroom? How do you think that helps students overall within our program?
I think with kinesiology being such a wide-ranging field and having five faculty members that have such a vast background, I think the students having access to all of us and being able to ask us about some of our experiences and get different perspectives, as we've all been in different places across the country, that definitely helps them to see different areas. And also, you know, it makes them know that we are approachable and that they can come to us for questions, for help, and that, you know, those relationships that they're developing with us will help as they go on to grad school, careers, that type of thing, that they can, you know, really, really use us to help improve what they want to see in their future careers, and just kind of get that help and assistance. Where some of the other larger programs, they don't get to actually sit down, talk with the faculty, get some firsthand knowledge on, you know, different avenues that they can go with kinesiology.
Yeah, I would agree. I think the small tight-knit program that we have is definitely very beneficial for students. As I tell students that, hey, you're not just going to see me in the classroom or any of the faculty in the classroom, you're going to see a lot of us inside the classroom and outside the classroom. And so I think that's definitely a positive for our program. Let's look at your classes and that type of thing. As you look at your classes, what would be your favorite class to teach and why?
My favorite class to teach. I think with my current lineup, I would definitely have to say Fit Eval 1 is probably my favorite class to teach, as we get to go in and do a lot of exercise testing and make the students go through and perform all the tests. So getting to watch them try the different things. The best part is when I demonstrate stuff and the students laugh at me because I may not be overly successful with all of the tests. And then they try the tests and they're, you know, about the same level of skill as I am. And then I get to say, see, that's why you don't laugh at people when they don't do well on things. So that class is fun, and just the interaction and the hands-on learning is definitely one of my favorite parts of that class.
So I've asked this of all the faculty and stuff so far, and think back, and I've sort of prepared you for this question, but think back of a faux pas that you've had in class that that you'd be willing to share, just to make us all look like we're human.
Well, Joe, I've been thinking about this, and I honestly am coming to the conclusion that I think I block out all the negative things that happen in the classroom. This would probably be a better question to ask students, because they'd probably be able to give you about 5-10 things right off the top of their head. The only kind of maybe, I guess I would say, more funny parts of teaching that I could think of, one being back when we did have athletic training and we were working on spine boarding. The students decided that once they got the test subject spine boarded, that they were going to pick that student up, carry them, and put them in the shower. So they started to do that, but obviously I ended up stopping them, which they didn't find too funny. So instead, they stood the student upright on the spine board and made them kind of sit there for a short period of time until we could get them back on the ground to unload them from the spine board. And maybe the only other actual my teaching related episode was during COVID, teaching from home. during the middle of one of my classes, all of a sudden the smoke detector started beeping. The battery was dying. And I have two dogs, and that is the one thing that both of them do not like. So all of a sudden in the middle of class, I hear the smoke detector go. And 2 seconds later, I have both dogs practically jumping in my lap as I'm on Zoom with my students. So I had to pause class and go take the battery out of the smoke detector so that my dogs could calm down and I wasn't getting bombarded with animals in my lap as I was trying to teach.
So you mentioned your interactions with students and watching them grow and that type of thing. So I think I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up your involvement with Special Olympics and getting students down to Traverse City for the Special Olympic Winter Games and that type of thing. Could you tell us about that? What do the students get out of it? How'd that get started? And what do you get out of that?
So I've been a part of Special Olympics since I was an undergrad student, and that's kind of what started my initial draw to the Special Olympics program. So as an undergrad, I was able to participate in some events held in and near Eau Claire. So then once I started teaching at Lake State, I started looking into what types of special events Special Olympics did in Michigan. And I came across state winter games that were held down in Traverse City. So I thought, well, that's about the closest we're going to get to Sault Ste. Marie. So I looked into that and kind of what it entailed and started, you know, getting some interest from some of the students to go down there. So each year I've been taking a group of students down there to help as part of the medical crew at State Winter Games. So we get to work alongside EMTs, paramedics, there's some athletic trainers, there's a couple of physicians as well. So they get to work with a wide variety of medical professionals, which gives them a good experience. And they just get to cover all of the different events that take place, everything from snowshoeing to downhill skiing to cross-country skiing and snowboarding, as well as some of the indoor special events that go on. So the students get to work and interact with not only other medical professionals, but the Special Olympics athletes. So they get to develop those skills that it takes to work with others that have certain disabilities, and they get to see just how well they can perform at many of these events, and they really get to interact and just kind of get that different experience that you don't get when working with other athletes, such as the ones here at Lake Superior State University. So they really just get to experience a different atmosphere, which most of the students come out of there just surprised at what they've learned, what they've seen, and what they've done. And most of our students look forward to going back year after year. So I'm glad that that has resumed post-COVID, so that we're still able to give our students that exposure and get them, you know, working with other individuals, both professionally and then with the athletes, and just get to see what that's a part of. We've also had students that have helped with the Special Olympics Michigan FIT program. So they've went into one of the local elementary schools to help do one of their fitness programs with those students. So that worked with just a young classroom, elementary school classroom, that had students with varying levels of ability. So they got to experience, you know, what it's like to put on that programming and work with, again, a variety of different students at that younger level, which can be eye-opening for those students as well. So we've gotten a lot of good partnerships with Special Olympics Michigan, which has been really rewarding for myself as well as the students.
Yeah, and from what I recall in some of our conversations and stuff is that other schools don't really bring students down to help out, especially with the medical side of things. And so that's been sort of really unique for Lake Superior State University. And I would say at one point in time that the medical side, the directors of the medical side were really counting on a large group of Lake State kids to come down. Any comments about that?
Yeah, definitely. We were the first university to send, you know, students as part of the medical crew. There's other universities at the games that help more with the games committee. But our students have had that unique experience on the medical side, and they have been a very valuable asset to help provide thorough coverage. Without our students, you know, they wouldn't have enough people to cover all aspects of the games. So it's been, you know, very helpful to them, and they are very appreciative of the work that we've done. We even received an award from Special Olympics a few years ago due to the work that we have done with the games and the assistance that we have provided. So it hasn't gone unnoticed by Special Olympics and also by our students. Just the experiences that they've gotten out of it has been rewarding for them as well.
Yeah, and also too, you mentioned the students and the experiences that they get out of it. I know that some alumni, even after they've graduated, have still volunteered to help out with medical coverage and that type of thing. So, congratulations, definitely deserve a pat on the back for that work and working with Special Olympics and exposing students to a whole different population of physical adults and kids. And so with that right there, I think that wraps up our time here for our podcast, Kins is Cool. Our next guest is going to be Dr. Fred Williams. And that after his interview, well, not really interview, but after our discussion, that will be all five of the Kins faculty. And probably after that, I think I'm going to ask Dr. Vera Seawright to come in and talk about some things that we were discussing on our very first episode about the psychology behind why people work out or why people don't work out. So with that being said, I'd like to again thank Mr. Mark Boucher and LakerCast Studios on the campus of Lake Spear State University for this opportunity. And until probably our next podcast, go blue. Thank you.